Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
CBS.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 home Big Ten games this season. Full schedule and tickets available at nusports.com. Cubs open a 4-game series in Milwaukee tonight. Jake Arrieta returns to the rotation after rehabbing a hamstring injury. He'll face Zach Davies. Brewers swept the Cubs at Wrigley the last time the two teams faced. Pregame with Mark Rohde tonight at 6:35 here on The Score. It'll be the White Sox and Astros again in Houston. Carson Fulmer gets a start against Dallas Keuchel. Keuchel missed 8 weeks this year with a sore neck. He's gone 4-4 with a 4.66 ERA in 10 games since. First pitch tonight at 7:10. Some good news for the Bears. Looks like linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski will miss just a few weeks with a pec injury. He did not practice today along with Josh Sitton, but Kyle Long, Prince Amukamara, and Benny Cunningham were all full participants. Head coach John Fox on Long.
Well, I haven't watched him play in a football game, 2017. So, to say I've got everything all wired up, it would be not true. So, our medical people think he's ready. Our coaches think he's ready. We'll see how much he can endure, whether we have him, on any kind of pitch count. Right now, it's looking very promising.
Bears and Steelers Sunday from Soldier Field. Blackhawks are at home tonight against Detroit in a preseason matchup. Puck drops at 7:30. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And fresh, fast, and tasty, Jimmy John's is love at first bite, where locally purchased, hand-sliced produce and all-natural meats are served every day. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Brewers at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie. This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Anthony Heron is in for Dan Bernstein, and we're taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767 and your text at 670-11. Of course, we're on Twitter as well, at Bernstein and Goff Show. You can holler at us on Twitter, at Jason1Goff and at Big Ant Heron, talking about the national story of the day as well as the Cubs.
I'm curious, real quick, since this is our last hour, do you know how it works? Is Dan allowed to listen to this?
I'm sure he is. Yeah, I'm sure he is. I think he does anyway.
Okay.
He tries to see like somebody's moving in on his situation or not.
Yeah, I'm sure he's worried.
Yeah. No, I mean he's a very insecure individual. I'm sure. I mean this isn't like the Day of Atonement where you got to shut it down.
That's next week.
Next week, right? Yeah. Right. This is the Happy New Year.
Will Danny Parkins participate next week?
I'm not speaking on his devout Judaism or not. Danny Parkins. Yeah. I just know that maybe Danny might have to. Answer for a few things, but not
working.
Working today is a big deal. That's like It's like brother's showing up on MLK Day. like you need the money that bad, bro? Like, I'll loan you some dough. Stay home. 312-644-6767. Watch, this is where you get the golf shrapnel right here.
Okay.
Because I'm not allowed to mention anything in that.
Well, the
in
reason I was asking is because
we
were using the term dog whistle in the break.
For the speak so well thing.
Right. And I was just kidding. Well, I wonder if there's like a dog whistle we could put out just to so you can test if Dan actually was listening or not. If there's a rule against him listening, we can maybe say something and then just see if we plant a seed, then he mentions it like next week or something.
Oh, next week he will. Okay. But not in the moment.
Okay.
Dan will make sure that he will try his hardest to make sure that you know that he's not listening to the tripe that you're putting out here right now.
Right.
Not at all. He's above that. He's Dan Bernstein. Swaggy B, as we like to call him on this show. Anthony Heron is sitting in for Swaggy B, talking to you about. We talked to Chris Bryant earlier today. If you want to go back to the podcast and listen to that, talk to him about what's going on in the next 8 days. You got Cubs, Brewers, and then Cubs, Cardinals. I feel like it's in the bag. It's a formality, but anything could happen over the next 8 days.
And he shockingly agreed with you about Trubisky.
Yes,
which Chris I found very disappointing.
He's a measured and right. Minded.
That's why Chris isn't going to be a good coach. All these players who are great and then think everybody else is as great as them are bad coaches.
Yeah, they usually are.
Chris Bryant's going to go to the Hall of Fame and be a terrible coach.
Well, I don't think he's going to have to worry about that with the amount of money he's going to make on this next deal. Yeah, he might be a quarter billion boy after this next deal. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to have to worry about that.
Arbitration before that, maybe?
No. He's a Scott Boras guy, right? So I don't think they mess around and talk to you before it's time to time to pony up to the table. Pete Futek at 3 o'clock about college football, but we got the college football guy right here. Lisa Byington joined us from the Big Ten Network. That was fun to talk to her, and we got your fantasy football teams right. And now we're talking to you about the Aaron Hernandez situation. The New York Times put out the piece today that Jose Baez, his attorney is looking to sue not just the NFL, but also the University of Florida and the NCAA for a wrongful death situation in terms of the CTE that he was found. He was found with stage 3 CTE. There's only 4 levels of CTE. He was found with stage 3 CTE at 27 years of age. Now, usually, you don't find it in guys this young because you got to diagnose it post-mortem. Mm-hmm. And you can't go in there while a person's alive and find the tau proteins on a person's brain. So you get a young example like him because he hung himself. He hanged himself in jail.
I think either one works.
I mess around and I go hung or hang, and I have a problem with lie or lay.
Oh.
I'm going to go lie down or go lay down. I have a problem with that. I'm not smart.
And see, now you just stumped me because one of them is for an inanimate object and the other one is for a human being.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why he's here. This is it. This is like Danny DeVito twins, where he's Arnold Schwarzenegger and I'm DeVito. Talk about the wrong stuff. Like, ladies, this is the refined version. This is everything that my parents wished I would have been right here. Like, if he could change his last name to Goff right now, I'm sure my parents would trade me out.
Well, people think you're just talking to yourself right now. They can tell there's maybe an ethnicity to the tone of both voices.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been in here before when you've had to be out at certain points, and they're like, wow, his voice is deeper. What's the deal?
That'd be quite the trick if I could pull that off, Maybe I could have a bank account. No, I don't. I've never been good with impersonations. Never, ever, ever, ever. I've never been able to do those. And then in spite of that, I always thought that people who were good at impersonations did that because they never really had any real friends. So they had to, mimic other people's personalities.
Other than Eddie Murphy and then...
You talking about the ones you're
Jay
good at?
Farrell. No.
Okay.
No, I'm just talking. I'm trying to think
the Fox
of just,
dude. Who's the Fox dude
I'm
that's not good
black
at anything
guys
else?
Oh, brothers. Impressions.
Yeah, I was going to say Frank Kelly.
Eddie. No. I mean, he doesn't.
But he's not a brother.
That's not the demographic.
Not as far as I know. Kellyendo.
Well, he does a Bruce Lee. He does a Barkley.
Ari Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only seen him do like 2 people though.
Jay-Z.
He's done Shaq and Jay-Z. That's all I've seen him do. Maybe he's got some other ones.
Those are the only 2 that you have to do.
Jay Farrell does a bunch. Eddie Murphy did a bunch.
Jay Farrell was on Spiegel and Parkins, one of their contests, one of their wacky radio bits the other day, a couple of days ago, where you got to pick the same players or something or the other. I only listen to Can't Do It, so I really don't catch a lot of the show. But and this is going to sound like hating.
I'm not a big fan of impersonations.
How many
period.
Of your sentences start with that? This is going to sound like Eddie.
No, no, no.
How many of your sentences start with that disclaimer?
Actually, none of them do. Okay. I never admit to hating. But
that's what I see a lot of on the text line. Yeah, you're a hater.
Well, that's that one idiot who thinks that anytime I say anything that isn't gleaming and shining about the Cubs, that I'm you're seeing things through socks colored glasses. You know, I found this year that Cubs fans. They've been a little bit more sensitive than I've been used to.
And they just
won the World Series.
Predicted this as the season was getting ready to start. The Cubs were one season away from being Red Sox fan, where everybody's going to hate them because that's the direction they're going. Their team finally won, and the world made a big deal out of it. And Cubs fan is puffing his chest out a whole lot this entire season, even when it was still time to relax. And now that they're done relaxing and they're ready for the playoffs, that was all well earned and you should enjoy it. But now the rest of the sports world is going to start hating you and your team after this postseason because it's beginning. The seeds have been planted. I watched my wife go through this because she was a big Red Sox fan. And, you know, back when they broke their curse, because I went through it same year in
04. I thought it was 03.
Well, 03 was when it went down, and then 04 was when it was finally broken.
Okay.
Yeah, so I remember going through the 03 season when the Cubs had everything that went down in 03, and then the Red Sox lost Aaron Boone hit the home run from the Yankees.
Yes,
so we both had crushing defeats from teams who we cared what they did.
Right.
And then after that, they won a couple of World Series, and now everybody can't stand Red Sox fan, and really just New England sports fan in general when you throw the Patriots into
Rightfully so.
That's the direction that Cubs fan is going, and I don't think it's going to be very long. It's already started before they're going to be on that same plateau with Red Sox fan and Patriots fan and Duke fan and Notre Dame fan, where everybody just wants those fan bases to go away because they are tired of you celebrating your team to the nth degree.
Don't get me started on the Cub fan, Notre Dame fan Venn diagram. I worked with one for the last 2.5-3 years every single. And I'll say this, Nick Shepkowski.
Best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, that's it. Notre Dame Cowboys. Nobody celebrates a 7-6 team like Notre Dame fans do, my lord. But I'll say this, Nick Shepkowski is the least
annoying?
Yeah, at least Cubby and least Irishy fan of both those fan bases that I know. And I don't know if it's because he's been like, I don't know if he goes home.
Well, you know, the chef's not Irish.
No, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. So
he's not Jewish.
He's here. He's
working.
He's a beautiful Polish man, if I'm not mistaken, right? I mean, Shep Kowski.
That is correct.
I got to make sure. I want to call you.
I'll get Papa Shep in here.
Oh, dude, Papa Shep, Mama Shep. I don't want any problems. But he is the least Cubby and least Irishy fan that I know. I don't know if he goes home, he's been simmering the whole day. He's like, and he just breaks out and the Go Cubs Go while he's on the, you know, the crapper.
He's angrily painting the walls in his new house with the wrong colors.
Well, I get tired of you heard it last year when Spiegel was doing the whole, it's a great year, but if they don't win a championship, it'll be okay. It's like, get the hell out of here. Yeah. Like, change your expectations. Expect to win something. So that's kind of the Cubs thing. But then the Notre Dame thing is that they haven't won a damn big game.
It's been a while.
God, 20 years.
Well, I mean, they had the
They went undefeated, went to the national championship.
Yeah, that didn't really exactly end well.
Cyrus Kwondro made sweet, sweet love to everybody on that defensive line. Wasn't that Cyrus Kwondro that came out there in the halter top with his belly out?
Yeah.
It was Cyrus, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Or Who was the center?
Barrett Robbins.
Barrett Robbins. He didn't show up to the Super Bowl.
Barrett Robbins was wearing a halter top somewhere else. Barrett Tijuana. Barrett Jones. I think you might be right, Barrett, because he played center and guard.
He was screaming at AJ McCarron.
Yeah. So that was a crushing blow for you guys. But other than that, Shep has kept it tempered. Like, I don't know this job. I envy. Like fans who could be fans quite often. Because my boys go off. Bears Sundays, they're like, my God, Cam Meredith dropped the ball or Josh Bellamy is trash. And I'm like, bro, you've been watching the same thing for years now. And I can't or I don't emote like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm envious.
Anymore? Like, did you at some point and it has now been beaten out of you?
Anthony, I started in this when I was 19.
Okay.
So, I never really got to get my 4 years of school in where I'm like screaming about the Bears. Yeah. And then you grow up and then you come back home and you got a regular job and you're just chilling and you still Bears crazy or Bulls crazy. Like I still, when I see big plays, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like the moments still capture me, but working in this industry and covering, like, you know, Jamal Crawford was like one of the first people I started covering and had a decent relationship with, and Elton Brand and those guys. Like, think about how long ago that was for the Bulls, and going to Bears games, you know, in New Orleans a couple of times and being around that kind of thing. And I wish, that's one thing I wish I did more of in my career was cover the Bears more. Okay. But that was kind of like that. It was kind of hard to break into that fraternity. Like those dudes who cover that thing, like Lawrence and those dudes were made men. Like they were in. I couldn't find my way into that territory. But I feel like those things, like I hear fans emote on this station, and sometimes like I laugh, sometimes I shake my head, sometimes I'm like, that's the worst call ever. But I don't go through those emotions that fans who don't do what I do for a living go through. So sometimes I'm envious. You know, sometimes I'm like, man, that's like, I don't know what it is to touch that button so for 3 hours
anymore.
You should
be able to be more systematic with your approach to what they're doing with Mitchell
Trubisky. Absolutely not.
You should be able to separate yourself from the emotion, from the joy of seeing the shiny toy.
Because since 1990, I've been watching Bears fan in a cognitive, you know, manner. And since 1990 or 91, somewhere around there, I've seen two quarterbacks worth a damn.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if this one's worth a damn.
And you will. You will find out. Just be patient.
You know what you're doing. You're doing what you're probably going to do to your kid. You're going to buy a Christmas gift. And what you're going to do.
And once the tree's up.
Is throw it out there the first night and be like, look at this for 3 weeks now. And then what he's going to do is, like all dads do, is not buy the damn batteries before Christmas Day and sit there looking at a toy you can't operate on Christmas Day. Like, damn, I wish my dad was more prepared. I guess we'll just wait till tomorrow when all the stores open up with the damn batteries.
My folks used to do us, like, the tree would be there and there would be gifts, and of course we couldn't open. We didn't do the open one before Christmas thing, but then we'd be like in the evening as Christmas, all we thinking all the gifts are done, and one of them would be like, oh, you know what? There's something, like, go check, like, under the bed somewhere, like, in my room. Right. There's something else in there. They were just completely just blank on, they didn't even put all the gifts under the tree. Man. So part of that was kind of cool, but then part of it was like, oh, I would have liked this earlier. Like, now I've eaten dinner. Is Christmas still going is it not? Because I thought Christmas was done.
Tons of playtime has been wasted.
I could have been doing this for a while now.
We got to do better for our kids. That's what we got to do.
There you go.
Thank you, parents, for what you did for us as well. He's Anthony Heron. He's in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. And this segment is brought to you by Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers. He's Anthony Heron. I'm Jason Goff. We'll come back with your texts and your calls right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Cubs fans, with the Cardinals barely hanging on, the division race is shrinking down to two teams, making this weekend critical. It's four games with the second-place Brewers in Milwaukee.
That ball is gone! Home run!
Hear every game between the Cubs and Brewers right here, starting today.
He's got it! Cubs win!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Well, here we are again, another Thursday night, which means the rubber meets the road to what usually equates to a painfully boring NFL game. Here's two reasons why tonight could be compelling. Firstly, anytime a former number one overall pick makes his 10th career start, I'm going to watch. I'm more of a Goff believer than dissenter, so I'll definitely monitor his progress. Also, there's a real chance for some fireworks on the NFL Network set. You see, Michael Irvin's borderline incensed that colleague LaDainian Tomlinson labeled Dallas running back Zeke Elliott a quitter, and he plans on challenging him on air. That's must-see TV. A docile, at least for him, Irvin is great TV, but a revved-up Irvin? You kidding me? Get the popcorn. This could be awesome. Just hope LT holds his ground. Because as much as I love the playmaker, we all saw it. There's no doubt Zeke bailed on his team. And in my world, that's kind of quitting. I'm BT.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas, if you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. One of the most popular loans that we are currently doing at the Home Loan Expert Office is a cash-out refinance. Here's why. Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Credit card interest is not tax-deductible, but mortgage interest is. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hey, Illinois drivers, we can make zero fatalities a reality. For starters, cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And remember, when you see orange signs, look for the unexpected. Something ahead could result in a crash. See orange, slow down, save lives. Together, we can make zero fatalities a reality. Always drive safely and embrace the orange. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Brad Paisley, Weekend Warrior World Tour. This Saturday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
This summer with you.
With special guests, Dustin Lynch.
I'm seeing red.
Chase Bryant and Lindsay L.
Country Nation, that's right. There's a last time for everything.
Tickets are on sale now. Online at LiveNation.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. The number one album, Love and War. Available now.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at Marines.com.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
NewSports.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, what?
watch that. Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
If you were in charge of an offense that managed 500 yards but just 23 points, how would you spend the next week getting ready for the next game?
I'd fire my coordinator.
Brian Billick.
Look so better!
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That's right. It's time for us to talk to Brian Billick here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Anthony Heron is in for Dan Bernstein. I am Jason Goff. As we go out now to the Grossinger Auto Group hotline, find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Super Bowl winning coach and now member of NFL Network, Brian Billick joins us. Brian, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
All right, so we've had the Mitchell Trubisky talk with you, and we got your thoughts on it. And we watched another Mike Glennon football game, and it wasn't as good as the Atlanta Falcons one. And if the ball security guy turns the ball over, then we've got issues here. How do you manage this thing going forward? I know you got a short week coming up against Green Bay the week after this one. What's the proper way to land him in a really good spot to start his NFL career?
Well, I think that's the question, and I think it's the, you know, worst kept secret in Chicago. Everybody knows we're going to get to Mitch Trubisky. The question becomes, I think, for John Fox and his staff is, when can we do that and give him the best chance to be successful, aka when can this offensive line get healthy and be back in full swing? You don't want to put Mitch Trubisky in with a porous offensive line against an opponent where he's just going to get beat up. I keep thinking of David Carr in his rookie year where he started with 76 sacks. So I think it's inevitable. I think we're clearly on the Trubisky watch. And I think given the schedule and the health of the offensive line, that'll give us our best indicators to when we're going to see him start.
And Coach, the game has changed at the collegiate level for what systems quarterbacks are running in the year since, you know, you were head coaching with the Ravens. For how you evaluate the timing of when a quarterback may be ready, like I've been a proponent. I really thought what the Rams did last year with Jared Goff made sense. If they were that certain that he wasn't ready, there was no need to rush. They could tell the season wasn't going anywhere, so they didn't even dress him. At this point, what do you think are some of the indicators the Bears need to be looking for to get themselves comfortable with Mitchell Trubisky being ready to actually run an NFL offense?
Well, I disagree. I think, and if you ask Jeff Fisher, who's now out of a job, he'd probably tell you the same thing, that was a mistake. They needed to play Jared Goff because they needed to find out. They needed that progression to begin. Unless, again, and they were talking about it, you're talking about a team that had a pretty good defense, Todd Gurley at running back, but some pretty good supporting characters there to put a guy like Jared Goff in. And it kind of cost Jeff Fisher his job. Again, this is a different situation with Trubisky because of what's around him, what the schedule is. And so, yeah, I mean, it depends on the other fact here, and only the Bears can comment on that is, do they feel like Mitch Trubisky, now that they've had him, is he going to be able to handle emotionally the onslaught of what's going to happen? All indications is that he can. I don't know that you'd have taken him if you didn't think he could. He seems to be one of those gym rats that works hard, notwithstanding a rookie season like a David Carr, that he'll hold up to the scrutiny. And he'll end up having rookie-like numbers, you know, maybe approaching 60%. If he can have a few more touchdowns, interceptions, that would be great. But, you know, clearly defining that for the team going forward, that's really where this stands. If they were going to be straightforward and be honest with you, not that they need to, because they need to support Mike Glennon. He's going to be the guy until they get the team in place around him that they think Mitch Trubisky, I'm not going to say can be successful, but just survive.
In your offensive coordinator days, you had some high-flying offenses. You get a head coaching job, and then your defense is the best thing on the field, and you win a Super Bowl with it. We're looking at this situation now, especially on the perimeter with their top a couple of receivers hurt, and Kevin White and Cam Meredith waiting for Marcus Wheaton to come back. What can a play caller do in this NFL to get subpar wide receivers open, not only down the field, but in any way, in bunch packages, you know, bubble screens? How creative can Dowell Loggins be inside the rules?
You got to be very creative, but at the end of the day, a lack of the big threat down the field, there's only so much you can scheme. because defenses are just going to continue to tighten and tighten, bring the coverage down into the passing lanes, into the running lanes, until you can show that you can get in behind them and make them pay a price. And that's the challenge for Chicago right now. You see it around the league. You see it in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You see Cleveland the same way. Teams that have difficulty getting the ball down the field, they're facing those quarterbacks look up, and they think there's 14 guys on the field because they're all inside 10 yards, and no one's backed up because you can't back them up.
Have you ever been in a situation like the Bears find themselves in from a repetitive injury standpoint? This is the second season, just a couple of games in, where they have all these not only soft tissue issues, but broken bones and things that are out of their control. But then what do you try to do organizationally to try and guard against having this continue because of the slew of guys they had on IR from last year?
Oh, sure. I mean, that is, you have to look at that organization. My last year, we lost my starting quarterback, my backup, three-fifths of my offensive line, including Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis, Ned Reed. That's a hit. But when you have, and I think Baltimore right now, I think they have 10 guys on IR or something. Those are organizational decisions. You got to talk to your training staff, your physicians, everybody to say, wait a minute, okay, we can't just dismiss it and say, well, it's just a bad luck. We got to look at how we're doing it, when we're doing it, when we're practicing, how physical we are, what's our weight room regimen, everything about it. Doesn't mean it's wrong, but you certainly have to look at it because you just don't want to rely on fate that, well, we're just in a stint of bad luck.
A couple of questions around the league as well, not just Bears-centric here. Ezekiel Elliott says there's no excuse for his lack of effort, actually committing to the fact that the people that were calling him out for taking himself out of the game were right. When you do that and you're in the hot water that he's in off the field and also being the runner-up to Rookie of the Year on the field, what does that do to your locker room? Who do you have to answer to? Who are the vets that you may have to, square up with? What are you saying to your coaches in your future performances? Because now the benefit of the doubt is going to be removed.
Yeah, and you can say all you want. It comes down to the play on the field. He's laid it out. He's done the mea culpa. I found it a little interesting when he said, well, I guess people can see it that way. Well, they can see it that way because that's what you did. And he's got to truly recognize that that was unacceptable. If he did, then his actions, not his words, mm-hmm. great that he kind of, pleaded the fifth or pleaded mercy of the court, so to speak. But now going forward, we just got to see it. And we saw a whole season of it last year, so you got to see it again. And I'm sure he'll be very conscious of that. I would be surprised if we saw a repeat performance of it.
Who are the teams around the league, Coach, that maybe stand out to you as pleasant surprises just through a couple of weeks?
Well, we're still early. A lot of teams have to play the tougher part of their schedule. You look at a team like Baltimore, as good as they look defensively, we're not really going to know until the week after this when they play Pittsburgh and then have to go to Oakland. Pittsburgh the same way until they play the Ravens. We're going to have a big game this weekend with Detroit to find out how real they are when they play Atlanta. So there's a number of teams that I think Tampa Bay all but playing the one game. That was an impressive start with that defense. We thought they were going to be pretty good. Is indeed that going to be something that they can maintain, going forward? And so there are a number of teams that I keep getting asked, well, when do you know? When do you know what the personality and the abilities of a team really are? And it varies from team to team based on who you play and when. When you face those real challenges, you look at that AFC West with Denver, Kansas City, and the Raiders. That looks like the best division in the AFC, clearly, maybe in the league right now. But we're going to see, and certainly Kansas City has stepped up to its first challenge, playing New England in New England. You got to say Denver all but at home beating Dallas. That was a big one. Oakland going on the road to play Washington, West Coast to East Coast. Each of these teams has certain challenges that with each week we're going to find more and more about whether they're real or not.
As we let you go here, the news has come out from the New York Times report that Aaron Hernandez had stage 3 CTE at 27 years old. After postmortem, they took a look at his brain, and now his lawyer, Jose Baez, is going to sue the NFL and also the Florida Gators and the NCAA for the wrongful death of a player who's played football. And now I asked Anthony Heron this, being a former professional player and you being a guy who's still involved with the league. what's going to happen to the league as these cases continue to come after the lawsuit has been paid out, and you hear, you're getting more information about guys who were found with the tau proteins on their brain? Do you think that football's just going to have to pony up and say, listen, it's not safe for you, and your brain can be battered, and you move on from there? Or will it continue with the, you know, the heads up stuff, and the game is safer because of the helmets and technology? Like, how can football play this, and how should football play this?
I think they play it the way they are. They're genuinely concerned. They're going through the appropriate studies. Yeah, we'll have to deal with the lawsuits. You know, there's a lot of guys that have played football that have had possibilities of CTE that need to be looked at, and none of them went out and shot anybody. So, you know, to use that as an excuse, well, we'll see. We'll let it be litigated, and I'm sure there'll be a number of lawsuits going forward, and that's okay. That's their right, and if it prompts further investigation, further study, to make sure that we make this as safe as possible for our players. And let me say this about the league, and it's not my job to be an apologist for the league, nor is that my position. But from the league standpoint, that's just good business. Take away the humanitarian side, the personal, the immoral, the ethical side.
Right.
The amount of money that this league spends in identifying, procuring, and developing talent, just from the strictly business standpoint, the last thing they want to do is for that talent not to perform and not be on the field. So from a strictly business standpoint, it makes sense to be as proactive as you possibly can to make sure that your players are performing in as safe an environment as you possibly can. And I think the league, and you can always do more, but I think the league is genuine in its efforts and its endeavors to try to make this game as safe as possible.
Always frank and earnest discussion with you, Brian. We look forward to it. We talk to you next week, buddy.
That's great.
Scoreboard update.
5:34 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 home Big Ten games this season. Full schedule and tickets are available at nusports.com. The NL Central going down to the wire. Cubs play 4 games against the Brewers in Milwaukee starting tonight. Their lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central stands at 3.5 games. Tonight's lineup is out. It looks like this. John Jay leads off and plays center field. Chris Bryant at third. Anthony Rizzo at first. Wilson Contreras bats cleanup and is behind the plate. Kyle Schwarber in left field. Addison Russell at shortstop. Jason Hayward in right. Javi Baez at second. And Jake Arrieta on the mound. Zach Davies will go for the Brewers. Pregame with Mark Grody tonight at 6:35. White Sox and Astros play again in Houston. Carson Fulmer gets the start against Dallas Keuchel. Fulmer has tossed 2 consecutive quality starts. First pitch from Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10. The Bears continue prepping for Pittsburgh at Soldier Field on Sunday. Wide receiver Tanner Gentry back on the practice squad. Kyle Long, Benny Cunningham, and Prince Amukamara all practice today. Josh Sitton and Nick Kwiatkowski are still out. Blackhawks getting set to play their second preseason game tonight against Detroit at the United Center. Puck drops at 7:30. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by your local GEICO agent, Tim Calcagno, at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Brewers at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break for those occasional trips into the city. With Metra and its rideshare partner Uber, you have door-to-door connections to or from a Metra station. First-time Uber users can use promo code METRAConnects to save up to $15 off their first Uber trip.
Ah, yeah, that's the new track called Run from the Foo Fighters. Their new album, Concrete and Gold, available everywhere now. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon.com or any local hood barbershop where the bootleg man comes through with the DVDs and the CDs.
Hustle Man.
And the MP3s. So, yeah, shout out to the Foo Fighters for that. All right, so we talked to Chris.
Hub is a big fan, right?
Of the Hustle Foo Man. Oh, yo, no doubt. I've almost stepped all over the money.
I only got 20 minutes left. Can I get another read?
Oh, wow. See? This is what they do.
This is my last chance.
This is what they do. Oh, you can take this mattress firm off my hands.
When?
At 5:40. How about that? No, okay. Actually, I'm paid to do that one. Here.
Oh, all right.
I'll give you.
I don't want to get you in trouble with anybody.
No, yeah, I'll give you these two.
Two? I asked for one.
Anthony Herron apparently needs his reads 45 minutes beforehand so he can proofread them. And don't worry about that. You don't have to do the scores on those. You just do segment sponsors. I'll show you how to do that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
All right. So we talked to Chris Bryant earlier
completely
in the show
went over my head
about advanced metrics and numbers taking the fun out of the game because Hawk Harrelson mentioned it the night before in his broadcast. And KB was like, yeah, he kind of makes it a little less fun. You know, I just want to go up there and hit. Well, this happened, and Tanny, you got to help me out with this. Which show was this?
This is from the Michael Kay Show, courtesy of the Yes Network. It's usually Michael Kay, his co-host, Don LaGreca, and Peter Rosenberg, but this is Don LaGreca. He's had about enough for the old saber metrics.
Yeah.
And this is after the Giants loss on Monday night.
Yeah, Tanny was very, very excited about this, so give it a listen.
A 36-year-old quarterback getting slaughtered. He got sacked 5 times. How many times was he pressured? Were they able to run the football? So that means the defense knows exactly what's coming. So the times he did have time, everybody dropped into coverage and nobody was open, and eventually the pocket deteriorated. Everyone realizes they've got a pylon as a left tackle. So stop with all these, the Pro Football Index, yo-yo bum chuck treated this about this stat and that stat. Don't give me sabermetrics. Don't give me Fenwick and all these garbage statistics. What did your eyeballs tell you? What kind of duress was Eli under? What kind of time did he have to throw the football? Come on, stop it already, right? Everybody's coming up with these stats. Oh, well, this offensive lineman, only 27% of the time was Eli pressured from his left side on Monday nights when Sean McDonough's the announcer. Stop. Stop creating some narrative that everybody knows football better than somebody else. Your eyeballs tell the story. The offensive line sucks, period. That's my stat. You want a stat? You want sabermetrics? Offensive, Don LaGreca tweeted last night or said on the Michael Kay Show, offensive line stinks. That's the stat. Give me a break. That's what we're going to do, Michael. We're going to be like accountants now in baseball. The Pythagorean theorem. The Pythagorean theorem said that the Giants offensive line, that their record should be 1-1. That's the Pythagorean theorem said that Giants offensive line, that their record should be 2-0.
When I talk Pythagorean theorem, I sound like that?
No.
Oh.
The people that trust the Pythagorean theorem,
okay.
The people that listen to the Pythagorean theorem, the people that sit there at their desk that only know the naked body through National Geographic that do the math to come up with the Pythagorean theorem, that's what they sound like.
Wow.
Quit it. It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years. 40. 40 years.
He's a man.
That's one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen. And they have not gone this long without scoring 20 points since 77-78 when Joe Pisarcik was their quarterback. Patterson Plank Joe. So take
quit
that
yelling.
With your Pythagorean theorem. The Joe Pisarcik theorem. You're dead.
Ladies and gentlemen. Don LaGreca. Give him a bow. There are a lot of people who feel like young Don does. And there are a lot of people who feel like Dan Bernstein does. And they're on opposite sides of the spectrum. I fall right there in the middle.
You want a stat? Right, you want sabermetrics?
He should have closed it. Like the take that for data, it was just screaming for a take that for data right at the end.
Yeah.
And then that would have connected him with kind of the younger generation
right.
That he's kind of, mushing them in the face.
Yeah, you know.
The Pythagorean theorem said that the Giants offensive line, that their record should be 1-1.
I understand that advanced metrics are a way to have a higher form of conversation, maybe back up an argument a little bit better. But I do get the people who feel like the fun is taken out of sports conversations with all the advanced numbers. And it's just a matter of time before these numbers are the everyday numbers. You know, I remember when OPS wasn't an everyday thing and on-base percentage and slugging percentage wasn't an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
You went by batting average, RBIs, home runs, and then you kept it moving.
Right.
And I'm fine with the new numbers. I need them explained to me every once in a while. But I'm fine. I'm not going to front. I'm fine. Especially with baseball. Baseball.
It's football.
Yeah, I know. The football part. this is the thing. I like ProFootballFocus.com because I've been looking for something for a long time to quantify what one player in an amoeba of 11 is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how many yards a guy is gaining per route. You know, how productive is he per snap out there? And I know it's hard because you got to know if the left guard's hurt or if the left tackle's hurt and what's going on with the quarterback. But I enjoy, because I've been a numbers kid all my life.
Okay.
I remembered stats as a kid, and that's how I got into those nerdy conversations with people who didn't want to talk to me about it. So I can understand a little bit of both arguments, but I understand where the conversation needs to be in terms of when you have an argument or a conversation with someone who thinks they're right about something, or yourself. I think that my eyes see things sometimes that the numbers don't back up, and I go, okay, the numbers didn't back this up, and I'm fine with that. I think the ego sometimes is removed, but I do, Anthony, believe that there are a lot of people who rely on numbers because they don't watch the games.
Well,
and I think
true.
That's a problem.
But I don't know if it's a problem, though, because I think it can potentially connect the avid sports viewer with the nerd, for lack of a better term, because there's a place for the nerds in the viewership also.
Right.
That's where the narrow casting can become broadcast. And because of a group like Pro Football Focus, when PFF first debuted a few years ago and I wasn't as familiar with them, I'm seeing some of the numbers. Yeah, and then I was on some outlets where I'm interviewing, like me and Pete Futak, we're interviewing guys from Pro Football Focus, and I'm thinking, well, wait, this guy's got a thick accent. He's obviously never played sports at a high level, so I'm trying to figure out, is it just nerds?
He's in the UK
evaluating this film?
Yeah.
And you get a better sense for, okay, no, the ones actually evaluating and grading the film are some coaches and some players. Like Mark Carrier is one of the coaches or former players who are involved with Pro Football Focus, who are breaking the film down. And there's a number of different people who've been around evaluating football at a very high level for a very long time. And so once my, as like football guy, as big jock, as my trust in the way they're evaluating it grew, then I started to actually get more in tune with the numbers. And now at this point, I use them because they don't only cover the NFL. Now you got PFF College, who really evaluates collegiate film at a very high level too. And so they're breaking down, you know, not only on third down when there's a blitz being brought, but did they actually pressure a guy like Sam Darnold?
Right.
And how did he respond to that? And how accurate was he? If there was a drop from USC's wide receivers, then they were one of the ones who was able to show, like, I called the game in week one, so I knew it with my eyes with the date they did, so I didn't need that. But PFF College is looking at the film and saying, you know what? Sam Darnold didn't play nearly as bad as the numbers, the sheer statistics are indicating that a lot of other people did. So I don't mind when they agree with me in a certain situation, but I respect where they're at, even in situations where they don't. And by the way, this segment is brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
He's Deion Sanders carving the money sign into the ground next to Carlton Fisk before he's even taking his head back. Take that for that. Let it burn, Heron. All right, we're going to talk to our guy Lawrence Holmes next on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe.
Jason Goff here, and I'm going to tell you about Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, meaning your favorite mattresses are all on sale. Top name brands are on sale, plus you get an additional 10% off. There's something for everybody with over 15 queen mattresses under $699.99. Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen mattress starting at $299.99. And I'm going to tell you about this. Two out of three people choose the Dream Bed Lux over the leading memory foam mattresses because it costs $1,000 less and has cooling technology. And you can take it home right now for just $37 a month for 72 months, plus take an additional 10% off. And with over 100 Chicagoland Mattress Firm stores. There's one down the corner. There's one across the street from your mama's house. There's one on the way to go see your best friend. You can get yourself a mattress and get off of that bad mattress for the winter. I'm telling you right now, call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to credit approval. Why wait any longer? Come in today and find your perfect mattress. Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16.99.
$29.95 or 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf in Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts. Safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many, a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hill's Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hill's Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hill's Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hill's Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
Hey, it's Mark Grody, and Verizon is proud to introduce Unlimited for All, an unlimited plan that gives you all the data you want on the network you want, now starting at $40 per line per month for four lines. That's doing unlimited the Verizon way without compromising reliability. Verizon is also proud to announce that they've been ranked number one by RootMetrics for the eighth time in a row. And what is RootMetrics? It's the nation's largest, most rigorous independent study, and it ranked Verizon number one in call, data, speed, and reliability, proving once again that unlimited is only as good as the network it's on. So get unlimited on Verizon, the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. Head to your local Verizon store for this great deal or visit us at vzw.com for more information. Rankings based on RootMetrics, U.S. National Root Score Report dated 1H2017. Your results may vary. Visit RootMetrics.com plus taxes and fees, auto pay, and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. See vzw.com. For details.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shut it down.
All right, it is time to shut it down. The Bernstein Golf Show is no more. Well, I mean, we'll be back on Monday. I'll be off
retiring, Dan.
No, man.
Al
I'll be in tomorrow with Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, Lawrence is going to be in tomorrow
but
with
Dan. But before I do that, I got a bone to pick with you,
What'd I do?
Get him.
Anthony.
Get him.
What do you mean, get him?
Anthony. Get him.
Let me just tell you something. This dude right here, him and his partner, on Monday, oh, Trubisky's got to play.
I'm still there.
I come in here and I calmly lay out.
You did.
The reasons why he shouldn't.
My dander was still up.
No,
my dander was still
up.
But let
Anthony Heron come in here and here tell you the same thing.
You laid the groundwork.
I'm supposed to be I still feel
how I feel. He kissed my ass too. All right? I still, and Hub can too, by the way. While he's busy talking about the Foo Fighters. But yeah, all y'all, I feel how I feel. I just didn't want to be yelling by myself after a while.
But do you at least realize that it doesn't make a lot of sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
You're being unreasonable.
No, that's not the first time I've ever heard that in my life. Yeah. Hell, not the first time I heard that today.
To see you align Burns.
There we go. That's how they do it. Divide and conquer right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't get it.
Lawrence Holmes is coming up. Anthony, thank you so much, man. I appreciate
this was
you.
Fun.
Appreciate
this
you.
Was
had
so
a,
much
had a good
fun.
Time. Before we go,
yeah,
can
before
you,
we
can
go,
you finish out your game?
I can try, man. This segment was brought to you by Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/us. Member FDIC.
All right, before we get out of here and before I do the propers, I have to tell you, all you people out there, like Quad City Pat and my man Matt Abaticola and Dan Bernstein and everybody out there who has donated to the Illinois Lupus Walk that I will be taking a part of on Sunday, and Lawrence and everybody at the station and all the listeners, I truly appreciate you. Tomorrow is the last day you can donate before the walk. After that, it'll be up for another 100 days or so. It is a terrible, terrible disease that I'm trying to raise awareness for and help fund research. And two of my ladies that I love so much deal with this disease on a daily basis, my fiance and my little sister. So I am walking for them. $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, whatever you can give. I thank you so much in advance for it. I have it pinned at the top of my Twitter feed at Jason1Golf. It is also on my Facebook page as well. I'm going to throw it up on my Instagram. Thank you to everybody who has helped me out with this. I really don't ask for many things in terms of donations, but this is something that's near and dear to my heart. So everybody that's done so, thank you. Everybody who will continue to do so, thank you so much. I truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate you. We got some thank yous before we get up out of here. Our guests, Chris Bryant, Pete Futek, Lisa Byington, Jamie Eisenberg, and Brian Billick. Our video coordinator was Brian Gertsch.
You want a stat? You want sabermetrics?
Jesus. Our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
Oh, that's all Shep gets. Shep's worth more than that.
Not really.
He's worth more than that.
Not really. Our Sultan of Sound, our audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill. I guess we got to get up out of here. For Anthony Heron, Chris Tannehill, Nick Shepkowski, and Brian Gertsch.
Is that offensive? No?
Nah, because he's not really doing the whole thing.
Okay,
he's not president,
Well, we
Anthony.
Can't see him.
Yeah, he's not president. Come on, man. Yeah. All right, Lawrence Holmes will come up next. And then we've got ourselves some playoff atmosphere baseball as the Brewers and the Cubs go at it in the first of four games. So listen to Lawrence, listen to the Cubs. And again, tomorrow, Lawrence Holmes and Dan Bernstein in here in the place to be. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
You know, like I said, I've been pleased with the room. I was even excited to watch the room.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at marines.com.
This Friday through Sunday is Pontiac RV's annual fall open house and RV clearance sale. Get rock bottom prices on all remaining new 2017s from Forest River, Keystone RV, Coachman, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Shop the largest inventory of pre-owned RVs in the area, all at season-ending clearance prices this weekend. Pontiac RV on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac and online at PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe Driver,
Multicar, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You trade it up, and there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands-off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important part.
You traded up to draft
the
number two overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi stopped swinging at elevated fastball,